Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Nancy Rad with Martin County Master Gardeners. Their Taste of the Tropics will take place on Saturday, June 28th at the Blake Library in Stewart. Nancy, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much for having me.
Explain how the Master Gardeners worked. Now, I know you're affiliated with the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, that's IFAS, and it's a federal, state, county partnership, but give me a brief overview of how it all works.
Well, Master Gardener program is, as you said, based out of the University of Florida, IFAS. And the wonderful thing about the classes that the volunteers take is everything that we are taught in the 3 months of class that we go are all research environmentally proven. So any information that we're giving as volunteers to the public has all been researched as far as knowing what to do in certain cases. The thing that, I find really interesting in Florida, there are so many transplants people that are either seasonal or come down for a short period of time. And gardening is so different in Florida than it is up north. And as master gardeners, we're educated to answer any questions these people have. We have offices at the Extension office in Stewart in Martin County. This is where you can come. There's a help desk. You can answer any questions. They bring things in plastic bags. What's this? What's this bug? So we really serve the public. We have major events, too, that the public are invited to.
And you alluded to a three-month course. Is that the length of training to become a master gardener?
It's once a week for 3 months, and it's a very detailed course. And the people teaching it, of course, are people from the University of Florida. So we have all of their knowledge, and there's a lot of hands-on stuff, a lot of field trip stuff. So it's a very broad range, going from your grasses to growing like a tropical fruit.
And you were training to deal with residential issues.
It's only residential, nothing for the growers or that. There's a separate group that deals with them.
Who decides to become a master gardener? Is it daunting? Do you have to have a tremendous knowledge before you start, or just the interest?
See, I find, too, that a lot of the people that are my friends in Master Gardener, they get down here and they just love it because they can do it all year round. It's one of those organizations where there's very similar personalities. I always say people have a gardening heart. This is what they want to do. They want to get out and play in the dirt, the mud. And see, the beautiful thing of being a master gardener is you can take your passion of being a master gardener and you can give it to the community.
I'm speaking today with Nancy Rad with Martin County Master Gardeners. What is Taste of the Tropics? What goes on that day?
Okay, Taste of the Tropics is a celebration. It's a celebration of what we're able to do in Florida as far as growing the fruits, having trees in our own backyard. You know, numerous people that grow mangoes, grow bananas. It's now, with the venue at the Blake Library, become a very large event. We're out in the courtyard with steel drum music, things for the kids. Inside in the Armstrong room, we're tasting fruit. All kinds of fruit is obtained, cut up. We make fruit smoothies. There's master gardeners at information tables that have information about all these different fruits we're tasting. There are some lectures. One is from the University of Florida about growing tropical fruit. So there's a lot going on. There's vendors out in the parking lot. You're able to buy trees, buy some fruit. It's a fun event, and look at all the things we can do here in growing all this wonderful fruit.
If there was one piece of advice you could offer to someone who has just moved to our area,
this is easy,
considering starting a garden or to do something in the yard, what would it be?
This is, and we say this all the time in Master Gardener, the right plant in the right place. You have to make the right choice, because otherwise you're going to put something in the ground that just isn't going to make it. It sounds corny in a way, but it is. It truly is the right plant in the right place.
I've been speaking today with Nancy Rad with Martin County Master Gardeners. Their Taste of the Tropics will take place on Saturday, July 28th at the Blake Library in Stewart. We'll have contact information for Master Gardeners as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Nancy, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.